But it ain't so strong. It's pretty strong wood, but it lasts.
It lasts.
That's the thing about it. It lasts. So, but it's a saw. It ain't as hard as wood is. It's pine timber.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember on a wagon wheel, you'd have an axle, and then a wagon wheel would come apart and into six pieces. What would you call that?
The wagon wheel would come apart in six pieces?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the wheel would?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was your tire and your rim mm-hmm. and your spokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had a hub them spokes went in.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know what a felly might be?
A what?
A felly. Felly, did you ever?
Now what would it use for? I might know it of a different name.
Did you ever see anybody working on wagon wheels or taking them apart to fix them?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Felly.
What kind of work did they do?
Well, now what they had to do is them spokes come loose.
Mm-hmm.
You see, after it runs so long and it would go to giving away,
mm-hmm.
and dry weather would, it go to losing the paint. The paint would go to losing, and they treated that wood quite a bit too that they put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you would take that off. You'd take your tire off. You see, it wore down, your tire got loose on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They took that off, they took the rim off, and then they wedged these spokes, tightened them back up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what the spoke went. See, there was a whole board there, but that spoke went in. They wedged it. It had to be as tight as it takes half down. And they had a, now, you talk about somebody, and it was uneducated people now, mm-hmm. but it was experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And they would make them a trick,
mm-hmm.
a little wheel concern, and put it on something. They run that around. They run that around, that rim.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew how tight that tire was supposed to be on there. All right, then they'd run it around that tire. See how much bigger that tire, that was the inside of the tire now.
Mm-hmm.
They run it around that and see how much bigger that tire was than the rim. Okay, they put that in. They had a blower. Now, they've got electric blowers. They eventually got them, but they had a blower. You had to pump by hand, a bellus. They called it a bellus.
Mm-hmm.
You had your coal there. And they'd get that tire red hot, place about this long.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put that, they'd lay it on an anvil. And they'd lay a piece of steel or something or other on there, and they'd beat that thing down. They'd have a kink in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd put it on something or other. It had a short crook in there. But that thing, oh, it'd be bent down like that. That part of the tire would.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then they'd put that on something other that would hold it, that it wouldn't slip. Fine, it wasn't a file, but it was something like it to a file. But you see, when they got that there tire hot, it was soft.
Mm-hmm.
You could bend it, you could put it in any shape you wanted. All right, they laid on that, they beat that tire back out there good and straight and as round as it ever was. But it was, they had swelled it, don't you see?
Yeah.
In other words, that's the way they had it. It would be thicker, the tire would be thicker,
mm-hmm.
but not enough that you could look at it because it'd be so outside and the inside.
Mm-hmm. So it fit flush.
And then they had to have that thing red hot then to stretch it where it would give.
Yeah.